Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of generative AI. Get ready to dive into the delicious world of Deloitte's latest report on Gen AI in the enterprise.
Ooh, AI in business, that's a flavorful combination. So is Gen AI living up to the hype, or is it leaving a bitter taste?
Well, according to Deloitte, the ROI isn't exactly a Michelin star experience yet. It seems businesses are finding it a bit tougher than expected to truly scale their Gen AI projects. Like a souffle, it takes the right ingredients and a delicate touch.
I see. Interesting. So what's the recipe for success? What's holding companies back from that perfect Gen AI dish?
Deloitte points to a few key ingredients. One is regulation. It's like trying to bake a cake with one hand tied behind your back. Concerns about compliance are a major roadblock. Another is the complexity of scaling. It's not enough to just whip up a small batch. You need the whole kitchen to work in sync. Data, security, governance, IT, business leaders, everyone needs to be on the same page.
Got it. So it's not a solo project, more like a complex culinary collaboration, right? But if it's so hard, why are companies still pouring resources into Gen AI?
Because the potential payoff is huge. Deloitte's report showed that almost every organization saw some ROI from their Gen AI efforts, with 20% getting a pretty tasty 31% or more. They're moving from just trying to keep up to using Gen AI as a secret ingredient for competitive advantage.
31%. That's a significant return. It sounds like the early adopters are starting to see some real flavor. Where are they seeing the most success?
Interestingly, IT departments seem to be leading the way. They're using Gen AI for things like code generation and automating tasks, boosting efficiency and freeing up time for more strategic work. Plus, using Gen AI themselves helps build internal expertise. Talk about eating your own cooking.
Right, but isn't it risky to put so much faith in a still-developing technology? What if the souffle falls flat?
That's a valid concern. Deloitte stresses the importance of realistic expectations. It's going to take time, and there will be mistakes. CIOs need to be prepared to adapt quickly and maybe manage the C-suite's enthusiasm a bit. Apparently, they're even more optimistic about Gen AI than everyone else, which, can be a double-edged knife.
So, the message is, proceed with caution, but don't be afraid to experiment, find the right recipe for your business, and don't give up if the first few attempts don't quite work out?
Exactly. And remember, the Gen AI landscape is constantly evolving. CIOs need to keep their finger on the pulse of the tech world, from hyperscalers to startups, to make sure they're using the best tools and models for their business. Like any good chef, they need to stay up to date with the latest culinary trends.
This has been a fascinating discussion. Generative AI truly is a recipe for disruption, and it seems like businesses are still figuring out the perfect blend of ingredients. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Bon appetit, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.